Welcome to our podcast. It's Us Against the World. That's the name of our podcast. We came up with that. It's kind of our marriage slogan. This podcast is about marriage, family, parenting from a godly perspective. Not that we're trying to give everybody advice, but hey, this is how we've lived our life and this is what's going on. And so far, it's been going all right. It's not been perfect, but it's been going all right. So we just decided, hey, actually, I felt like the Lord was like, hey, you need to share some of this stuff. So here we are, stepping out, obeying the Lord. I'm Nate. I'm a pastor in Leominster, Massachusetts. This is my wife of 10 and a half years,
woohoo,
Andrea. She's a stay-at-home mom with our three kids. And here we go. This is us.
Yeah, I'm Andrea. Like he said, I stay at home with my kids. I'm a homeschool mom. Woohoo. Our first one is in first grade. We have a five-year-old and we have a baby who's 1.5. So life is busy, crazy, wild. We have church life too. We're always at the church. Nate's always at the church. So we just live a crazy life and just try to balance things out. And so this podcast is about just us living our lives and how we've learned to get along well in our marriage, us against the world. I think that began very, very early in our marriage because I remember something was happening. I don't even remember the certain circumstance that was happening, but we kept reminding ourselves, you know, it's us against the world. Like, we're going to fight with this together. We're not going to let whatever's happening around us separate us. It's us together, and we're fighting against what's happening in the world. And so it's just our reminder, don't fight against each other. This is not against flesh and blood, you know. This is us doing things together.
Yeah.
Parenting together.
So we wanted to bring that to you and just give you our perspective and our thoughts and what we feel like the Lord's given us and helped us in our marriage, in parenting. And so we hope that this podcast would do that for you as we go and dive into deeper episodes. You guys can drop comments too and let us know, hey, these are some things that we'd love to hear about and struggles that we're going through. Maybe how'd you overcome them or what do you think about these things? We really just want to make a community for people to feel comfortable asking questions and talking through marriage stuff. Because marriage is difficult, parenting is difficult, life is difficult, but it's us against the difficult. It's us against the world. So that's what this podcast is all about. We want it to be beneficial to you and for you. So just a little bit in our first episode here is a little bit of get to know you. Like, who are we? Who am I? What am I? You know, that kind of stuff. So I guess I'll start. I grew up in Florida, and I never thought I was going to be a pastor. I thought I was going to be involved in sports in some way. In college, I was like, you know what? I'm going to coach. I'm not quite good enough to be an athlete. So those who can't do, teach. And so so I was gonna be a coach. And anyway, my senior year, the Lord turned it around and he called me into ministry. I was part of Chi Alpha Christian Fellowship at University of South Florida, and God shook me. And what was interesting was we were dating at the time. We met when I started going, well, when she came to Florida for college, we met. And yeah, why don't you pick up your side of the story, and then we'll connect all the dots.
Okay, so I came to Florida in the 2000s and for college at Southeastern University in Lakeland, Florida, and I started going to a small church there, and there was a family who had four boys, and they led worship, and I joined the worship team, and I got to know the three boys more, and then I started getting to know Nathan.
I was the other one.
He was the other one because he was mostly an hour away at school, so I didn't really get to know him that much. But within the first year or so, I started to get to know him, and I had already always felt in my heart called to ministry from when I was probably 13 or 14. I had always felt like I was going to be in full-time ministry and that my husband was going to be a pastor. Like, I just knew it in my heart, like from playing as a little girl, like that was always what my imagination of my life was, me on the front row holding a kid, worshiping while my husband was up there being the pastor, you know, like that was always like what I was going to do. And I knew that was my like fulfillment. Like I wanted to be a mom and I wanted my husband to be a pastor and to minister alongside of him. And so we started talking as friends and I was like, there's no way God has Nathan for me, because he is totally not called to ministry. He totally wants to be a football coach. I'm not going to live that life. Like I already,
it's a tough life. It's a tough life.
Yeah. They're there all the time. And yeah. So I was like, nope, I'm not doing that. I don't think this guy is for me, even though I really liked him. I was like, I can't do that. I'm like, I really like him though. Like this, if he could be called into the ministry, he would like be perfect for a husband. Like he has all the qualities I want, except for the biggest one. And so I don't know. I was just praying a lot about it and thinking a lot about it. And one day after one of my classes, I was walking out and I remember specifically where I was. I pointed it out the other day when I went to Florida with my aunt and cousin. I was like, that's where God spoke to me right there. That I knew in my heart, God was like, you can date him. I'm going to call him into the ministry, but you cannot tell him. I have to call him. And I'm like, whoa, okay. So I kept that in my heart for a long time.
Yeah, so I was on the other side trying to figure out if this girl was called. You know, she grew up in India, so it's like, was she called to go back to India? Because I wasn't feeling that. I was feeling like I was going to be a coach. And so I'm asking her all these questions, you know, while we were talking in college, and nothing's giving me red flags. I'm praying about it. And I go to my parents. They're like, yeah, you know, please date Andrea. I'm like, okay. And so we started dating, and I had no idea that she had gotten that word from the Lord that she needed. And then I think we were dating two years probably, and then the Lord spoke to me at a SALT conference from Chi Alpha, and I remember telling you, and you like big sigh of relief, finally. Like I'm like, what are you talking about? And you're like, well, I've known since this day, you know. And it meant a lot that you didn't share it, because I needed to hear from the Lord. And so that was good. So talk about a little bit of, you know, you were praying. Did you ask anybody like about me before you were like, okay, yes, I'm gonna date this guy?
Not really. I didn't ask a lot of people about you. I'm very, I can read people pretty well, I feel like.
I would agree with that.
I get my opinion pretty quick about people. Not saying like, oh, I'm quick to judge somebody, but I can get a sense of I have a good feeling about this, or I don't have a good feeling about this. So I would say I didn't really ask around. No.
Was anybody really encouraging you or anything like
Definitely
that?
Definitely Emily, my cousin. She lived with me. So she was like, she would be the only one who's like, Nathan? Oh, you must like Nate, Andrea. You know, all the typical stuff. But like, I wasn't like, do you think this is a good guy for me? Like, my parents still lived in India. They were missionaries, so they lived across the world. So I'm not going to be like, what do you think of this guy? Because they've never met him before. So I didn't really have the input of my parents. I just had everybody around you.
Yeah. Thankfully, many of your friends are our friends, and even your aunt and uncle went to the same church. So they knew me before you knew me, technically. Yeah. Because I think that meant something to your mom and dad.
Yeah, for sure. And my uncle, my dad's older brother, gave his approval.
Younger brother.
I'm tired. It's really late. We record these really late at night because
we got three kids.
Yeah. And it's like 10:30 something. And Malachi, our youngest, just went to bed. So it's life.
Yeah.
So if I ever say something crazy, I'm sleepy.
It's not you. It's me, you know.
And I also look really tired if you watch the video on YouTube. So
I am a little bit of the opposite. I definitely asked. I asked a lot of people, or I got a lot of opinions. Like, hey, are you sure about this? Are you okay with it? Like,
he's a researcher.
Yeah, I'm a researcher. This is what I do. So, and my dad talked to me. He's like, hey, Nate, let me help you on your next relationship. And so before I dated anybody again in college, I was going to my dad. And when I went to my mom and dad and asked them about Andrea, they were like, yes, please, you know. Because she met all the things that I needed her to meet. She met the requirements. Requirements. That's tough to say, but she met the spiritual requirements that were necessary, and obviously, I was attracted to her physically. She's a pretty girl. She's a good, nice girl. Like, she could sing. There were some things. It's like, wow. Okay, this I like that she could cook. She could still cook. She could still sing. She's still pretty. All these things.
For the clarification.
Yeah. It's still good. So. I think the thing that attracted us maybe the most to each other was that we were able to just hang out. Mm-hmm. We were able to just be friends.
Yeah. We were definitely friends first before we dated. So that I think that's why I questioned fewer people. It was because I had already known him as a friend, and I had seen him in a lot of different situations that I had already said, okay, he reacts well in this situation. He reacts well in this situation. And I saw other people around him reacting differently, and I was like, okay, good. He's has a higher standard, which, sorry, but I had high standards, and that's good to have, I think.
Yeah. So let's give everybody maybe like one big milestone or one big thing. It could be good. It could be bad. It could be a hurdle that we had to climb. It could be – but something that maybe has defined our marriage or was a defining moment in our marriage. I'll say from your perspective, and then maybe I'll give one if we have different ones.
Well, if you already have your idea, go ahead, but I have to think about this for a minute.
Okay. So for me, I think it would actually come early. I want to say it was first year because we were in Shepherd Road. That was the road that we lived on technically in technically we were in Lakeland.
We were in Lakeland.
Anyway, it's on the Lakeland Mulberry line for those that care. So we're like, what does that even mean? It was in I remember being in our little tiny apartment. And listen, don't hate your little tiny apartment if you have a little tiny apartment, because it's great memories. It's great things there.
Your first little house.
Yeah. And I remember you coming home like pretty crushed from work one day. And I remember thinking to myself, wow, she can't run to her dad. She can't run to her mom. I'm not running to my dad or to my mom. Like, we're running to each other. And it's not that, like, I need to go, you know, beat up the big bad job. It wasn't the job's fault. It was a tough day. It was a tough job. It was tough. And so I remember just us in that moment. Like, I don't know if I cried with you, but I know you definitely
I cried.
You definitely cried. And I remember in that moment being like, you know what? We're gonna get through this. Like, we're gonna make it. And we came up with a plan. And part of that plan was, you know what? It's okay for you to leave this job and get a different job, because this job is not healthy for you. Mm-hmm. And so for us, it was like an adulting moment, and a put your big boy and big girl pants on and say, you know what? Mm-hmm. This is not healthy. This is not good. This is where we need to go. This isn't good for our relationship. This isn't good for our marriage. This isn't good for your health. This isn't good for so many different reasons. And so we made a big decision in the sense of, you're going to leave that job and go to a different job. And that if my memory is right, that's the first time we talked about, this is us against the world. Like, whatever the world is trying to throw at us, trying to hurt us in our marriage, because like it would get...
Well, because it was tough. Yeah. And I think I would agree with you that this was definitely one of our big defining points, is because we didn't have a lot of money at that point. We were in debt. You had school debt and car debt. Sorry, my camera battery died. So if we look different, I had to change my battery. So anyhow, back to what I was saying was, I do think it was a real defining moment because we could decide, you know, we need this money so bad. You can stay in this job.
Tough it out.
And we will be miserable the next however long.
Yeah.
Or there's so many other jobs that you could have. Like I had my teaching degree. I could have so many other jobs. And we decided, you know what? Even if I have to quit and go work at a grocery store or something, like it was better for our marriage because like mentally I was not okay. I was not okay at this job. And so I think that was a moment where we decided for us, we're going to make it. We're going to do things to keep our mental health okay and to keep each other okay, because our marriage was the most important thing. Like,
yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like for us, it was money's not the most important thing. The job is not the most important thing. God is the most important thing. And then after that, our marriage. And so whatever that means, whatever that takes, we want to make sure we prioritize that. So you agree with me?
That's the
defining moment.
I think so.
We've had other big moments, and I'm sure we'll hit them as we ride this journey of a podcast. So why do you think it's important for us to share our experience as a couple on a platform like this?
Because we are out of the abnormal for society that we have been married 10 and a half years. Like, that's a long time in a normal society nowadays, which is sad.
Well, yeah.
You know, to make it past 7 years, they say, is like a huge deal. And I think we've actually thrived in our marriage all these years. Like, that we've had our downs. You know, we've had our moments, but there's never been a time where we were that close to giving up on it. We decided from the beginning that that would never be an option, and have never used the D word, we call it, the divorce, in our family. Like, we've never even mentioned that word.
Yeah, we don't joke about it. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't joke about it. We don't reference it because it's not an option for us. We're going to work things out and make things work. And I think the biggest thing for us is that we have learned to put Jesus first. And if your personal life is not in line with Jesus, then this doesn't work well. And so I think encouraging people that they need to get that straight too, because if there's sin in my life, then I can't be connected to God correctly, and you can't be connected to me correctly, you know? And so just, I don't know. We've seen a lot of marriages fail, a lot of marriages that were successful. We have a lot of successful marriages in our family, wonderful right. marriages that we've looked up to and had godly examples of. And then we've had people come to us from our church and say, we want to hear a podcast about how you parent, because we're very patient sometimes. I don't know if I am, but you know,
parenting is difficult for all you parents out there.
It is difficult.
We don't have all the answers.
No.
But we're willing to share with you what we feel like the Lord has shown us. Yeah. And what's worked for us.
Yeah.
But we definitely don't have all the answers.
No.
So we'll receive any answers. But yeah, I agree. I think our perspective being biblical, faith-based, Jesus-based, and that we're currently living it. And so you're going to hear some stories of, like, you know, some really tough times, and how did we pull through? Like, where were we mentally in this spot, and how did, like, because in life, in marriage, in family, you're going to go through tough stuff, tough times, and it's like how do you make it? And so I hope that our story will help you see that you can make it. It's not by your own strength. Sometimes you don't feel like you can hang on anymore, but if you're holding on to Jesus, you're going to make it, and it's going to be all right. Mm-hmm. So, look forward to seeing you next episode. We'll catch you later.